All right, one of the better interior linemen you're going to find is this man right here. He wore the Tiger paw. Clemson, you know that tugs at our heartstrings right now. It's Taylor Hearn. Taylor, thank you for joining me, man. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
What's it like being here at the Senior Bowl with all this going on? I mean, it's like a mini combine. You've been through this, though. National championships, all that. What's it like being here?
It's just a humbling and an honor to be here, to be considered some of the top talent in college football. Just enjoying it, getting to meet these guys. It's just definitely a blessing.
Have you had a chance to sound with any of the Alabama guys, break bread with them, and sort of squash things? Have you played them the last 3 years?
Nothing to squash. We leave it all on the field. Just two great programs battling. We know when to push and when to pull back, and that's definitely in between the lines. Introduced myself to a couple of the guys, but haven't had time to sit down and break bread, like you said. But it'll come around. We'll get to it.
What do you want to prove to not only the Texans coaching staff this week, but all the scouts and everybody here watching you this week? What do you want to prove to everybody this week?
Just that I can be a consistent and dominant interior guy in both the run game and pass game. Show my aggression, like I said, my consistency, be able to play at a high level.
Who was more difficult to block, Carlos Watkins, DJ Reader?
DJ was a little older than me. I redshirted that year. I practiced against Carlos a little more, but both of those guys are studs. I know a little bit more of Carlos because, like I said, I practiced with him more. But DJ, he used to beat up on me a little bit, and that was my first year getting there. I was on scout team. He used to try and beat me up.
That sounds like the DJ Reader that we know. Now, there was a guy that you were around in 2016 in particular, guy led you in a national championship. He now leads our squad, Deshaun Watson.
Right.
I know you guys a lot of times didn't huddle, but what was it like kind of being on the field with him when he was in charge?
He made it easy. He made it very easy to just kind of play free. He's one of those guys who just made everyone around him better. So he drove us well. Like I said, he just made the games go smooth.
Did you ever worry about him getting sacked? If your guy ever got a sack, how was it? Did he get mad at you? Did you say it's okay? How do you handle it if there was a bad play from the offensive line?
Me or him?
Either of you guys, any of you guys.
Well, normally, Deshaun, he's a freak animal. So he 9 times out of 10, he's going to get out of a sack somehow. So we didn't have too many of them conversations, luckily. So that's a good thing.
How was he as a leader?
He's excellent. If he needs to be vocal, he can be vocal. If he needs to lead by example, he can lead by example. He's just, to me, he's just a natural leader. People kind of tend to migrate to him.
Have you thought about what the next step is like? Thought about the NFL? First of all, you went to Clemson, so you will end up in Houston. I mean, it's almost a guarantee. You've got about 1,000 Clemson players.
Right.
Have you thought about what that next step is like? Oh, my gosh, putting on an NFL helmet. Getting dressed in NFL. Have you given thought to that?
No, not really. It'll be about the same as college, you know, just first time will be exciting. Probably a little butterflies, that's to be expected. But I'm definitely excited about it. I'm ready for it. So
best of luck, man. This is going to be a heck of a week for you. Taylor Hearn, interior lineman. You're going to see this guy mashing some fools this week and maybe some of those Alabama Crimson Tide defensive linemen as well. Taylor, appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Thank you.